Hello, world. I'm Roger Corville, and this is For the Hope's Daily Audio Bible, where we read through the scriptures conversationally, talk about the truth claims of Christianity, and learn to fall more in love with Jesus and the people in his world. You ready? Let's roll.
Welcome.
Have you ever thought about the temptation to worship angels, or that it might even be a temptation? Hey, hopeful. Welcome to For the Hope's listener-supported Daily Audio Bible, where we read through every word of God's revelation of himself and consider our own stories in light of that. And usually we have a New Testament segment, Old Testament segment, wisdom segment, and a reflection segment. But right now we're in a season where your grateful host is taking his first vacation time in a long, long, long time. So most of July, we're just going to read through books, still conversationally, but in a little different format than usual, straight through with no prepared reflections. Right now, it's the book of Revelation. Before we get started, though, happy Family Friday, and congratulations to listener Norma, who's getting married, or by the time you hear this, is now married. And congratulations to Norma and Evans. So happy for you. So turning to our New Testament reading today, this section of the book of Revelation sums up the events of the three sets of seven judgments, the seals, trumpets, and bowls, explaining why God judged Babylon and how wicked people and then the saints in heaven responded to that judgment. And then we'll get to the answer, or what you'll hear is the answer to that angel question. Revelation picking up in the book, or in chapter 17, and just keeping it real. That's why we don't edit out that stuff, because you can go anywhere and hear a perfect voice, which isn't mine. Revelation 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me. Come, I will show you the judgment of the notorious prostitute who is seated on many waters. The kings of the earth committed sexual immorality with her, and those who live on the earth became drunk on the wine of her sexual immorality. Then he carried me away in the spirit to a wilderness. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold, jewels, and pearls. She had a golden cup in her hand filled with every detestable thing and with the impurities of her prostitution. On her forehead was written a name, a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the detestable things of the earth. Then I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. A woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses to Jesus. My friends, Satan is a devourer. And I want you to go back a few days and listen to my abortion story, the reflection from last Sunday. You'll find it at forthehope.org. Because I believe that we've been witnessing for 50 years the consumption of demons feasting on death. Just a thought. Then I saw the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the witnesses to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast with the seven heads and the 10 horns that carries her. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to come up from the abyss and go to destruction. Those who live on the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world will be astonished when they see the beast that was and is not and is to come. This calls for a mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman is seated. They are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, the other has not yet come, and when he comes, he must remain only for a little while. The beast that was and is not is itself an eighth king, but it belongs to the seven and is going to destruction. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they will receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Those with him are called, chosen, and faithful. He also said to me, "The waters you saw where the prostitute was seated are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The ten horns you saw and the beast will hate the prostitute. They will make her desolate and naked, devour her flesh, and burn her up with fire. For God has put into their hearts to carry out his plan by having one purpose and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman you saw is the great city that has royal power over the kings of the earth." After this, I saw another angel with great authority coming down from heaven, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. He called out in a mighty voice, "It has fallen! Babylon the Great has fallen! She has become a home for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, and a haunt for every unclean and despicable beast. For all the nations have drunk the wine of her sexual immorality, which brings wrath. And the kings of the earth have committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown wealthy from her sensuality and excess." My friends, note that. Temptation to wealth. "And the merchants of the earth have grown wealthy from the influence of the demonic. And the merchants of the earth have grown wealthy from her sensuality and excess. Then I heard another voice from heaven, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins or receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Pay her back the way she also paid, and double it according to her works. In the cup in which she mixed, mix a double portion for her. As much as she glorified herself and indulged in her sensual and excessive ways, give her that much torment and grief. For she says in her heart, 'I sit as a queen, I'm not a widow, and I'll never see grief.' For this reason her plagues will come in just one day: death and grief and famine. She will be burned up with fire, because the Lord God who judges her is mighty. The kings of the earth who have committed sexual immorality and shared her sensual and excessive ways will weep and mourn over her when they see the smoke from her burning. They will stand far off in fear of her torment, saying, 'Woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the mighty city, for in a single hour your judgment has come.' The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargo any longer. Cargo of gold, silver, jewels, and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet, all kinds of fragrant wood products, objects of ivory, objects of expensive wood, brass, iron, and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, and frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, and grain, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and slaves, human lives. The fruit you craved has left you. All your splendid and glamorous things are gone. They will never find them again. The merchants of these things who became rich from her will stand far off in fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, 'Woe, woe, the great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, adorned with gold, jewels, and pearls, for in a single hour such fabulous wealth was destroyed.' And every shipmaster, seafarer, the sailors, and all who do business by the sea stood far off as they watched the smoke from her burning and kept crying out, 'Who was like the great city?' They threw dust on their heads and kept crying out, weeping and mourning, saying, 'Woe, woe, the great city, where all those who have ships on the sea became rich from her wealth, for in a single hour she was destroyed. Rejoice over her, heaven, and you saints, apostles, and prophets, because God has pronounced on her the judgment she passed on you.'" Then a mighty angel picked up a stone like a large millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "In this way, Babylon the great city will be thrown down violently and never be found again. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No craftsman of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a mill will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. And the voice of a groom and bride will never be heard in you again. All this will happen because your merchants were the nobility of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. In her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all those slaughtered on the earth." After this, I heard something like the loud voice of a vast multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation, glory, and honor belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous, because he has judged the notorious prostitute who corrupted the earth with her sexual immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his servants that was on her hands." A second time they said, "Hallelujah, her smoke ascends forever and ever." Then the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who is on the throne, saying, "Amen, hallelujah." A voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all his servants and the ones who fear him, both small and great." And then I heard something like the voice of a vast multitude, like the sound of cascading waters and like the rumbling of loud thunder saying, "Hallelujah, because our Lord God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad, rejoice, and give him glory, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has prepared herself. She was given fine linen to wear, bright and pure. For the fine linen represents the righteous acts of the saints." And then he said to me, "Write, blessed are those invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb." He also said to me, "These words of God are true." Then, catch this, friends, then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers and sisters who hold firmly to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." And my friends, that's kind of a short one today. That's Revelation 17 through 19:10. Have you ever thought about the temptation to worship angels? I'm guessing not, just like I haven't, other than remembering times like this in the Bible where someone was so overcome with the majesty. Maybe it's the appearance. Remember how Peter and James on the Mount of Transfiguration just saw Jesus transformed and they're just like stunned, right? Something about an angel or our experience with that spirit realm very well might be overwhelming. And John is no slouch, right? as a leader of the church and theologically, and I mean, here's a stud. And he's like, "And I fell down to worship this angel." So no, I don't think I've ever been tempted to worship an angel, but my friends, there is that stuff going on in the world today, even in segments of so-called Christianity. It's just something to be aware of. Let's pray. Lord, in our world today, there are so many spirits presenting themselves to be worshiped. And every heart on the planet, Lord, is a worshiping heart seeking to fill their God-shaped hole. And Lord, I pray over our listeners today and even those that they come in contact with today. I pray over them your blessing and your faithfulness in helping us discern the spirits, which, as we read a few days ago, is only a good spirit if they point us to Jesus. Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers and sisters who hold firmly to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Lord, deliver us from temptation and keep our eyes on you. I love you, my friends. Amen. Amen.